This is a 15-minute soft belly breathing meditation based on 1 Kings 19, verses 1 through 8. Before we do anything else, before we think or pray or try, I just want to invite you to arrive right here, right now, in this body, in this moment. If you're comfortable, let your eyes close gently. Let your hands rest open in your lap. Let your feet be flat on the floor, grounding you. And just notice, where are you holding tension right now? Your jaw? Your shoulders? Your chest? You don't need to fix anything. Just notice. Now, let's begin to breathe together. Breathe in through your nose, soft, and breathe out through your mouth, belly, soft, belly. Let your belly be soft, not sucked in, not braced, just soft, open, receiving, soft, belly. With each exhale, let something go. You don't have to name it. Just release it. Soft. Belly. I want to take you into an ancient story. A story about a man who was exhausted. His name was Elijah. And scripture tells us that he went alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. And when he couldn't go any further, he sat down under a solitary broom tree, a scraggly desert tree, offering just a little shade, and he prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "I have had enough." Maybe you know something about that. The journey too long. The body too tired. The spirit worn down to nothing. Soft belly. I want you to imagine that wilderness for a moment. The wide, open sky stretching out in every direction. The dry, sandy ground beneath Elijah's feet. The heat of the day beginning to soften as he finally stops. There are no other voices out there, no demands, no one needing anything from him. Just the wind and the silence and one small tree offering its shade. Elijah lay down under that tree and he slept. Soft. belly. I want to invite you to rest like that right now. Not checking, not planning, not reviewing your list of what you haven't done or who you've let down. Just resting here in this moment under whatever small shade you have found today. Soft belly. And then the scripture says something remarkable. An angel touched him. Not with words, not with a task, not with a correction, just a touch. Get up and eat. And when Elijah opened his eyes, there beside his head was bread, baked warm on hot stones, and a jar of cool water. He ate, he drank, and he lay down again. Soft belly. Can you feel that? The angel didn't tell Elijah he was weak for being here, didn't remind him of his calling or his failures, didn't say, "You shouldn't need this." The angel just brought food and said, "Eat. You are going to need it." Soft belly. I want you to stay here for a moment with your soft belly breathing. Imagine you are in that wilderness too, not running, not striving, just sitting. Feel the ground beneath you, solid, holding you. Feel the shade above you, small, but enough. And notice, there is something here beside you that you did not put there. Something provided. Something you didn't earn. Maybe it is this breath itself. The simple fact that your body knows how to breathe without being told. Soft belly. The angel came again, and this time said, "Get up and eat some more, or the journey ahead will be too much for you." The journey ahead will be too much for you if you try to do it on empty. So today, in this breath, in this stillness, you are eating. You are drinking. you are letting yourself be cared for. Soft belly. You don't have to know where you're going next. You don't have to have the strength for 40 days yet. You only have to receive what is here, right now, beside your head, already prepared. Soft belly. Begin to let your awareness return to your room. Feel your feet on the floor, your hands in your lap, the weight of your body in your chair. With your eyes still closed, look at yourself from afar and have gratitude that you took care of yourself today and you took time to breathe. Take one slow, deep breath, soft, and release belly. Carry this with you today. You are not Elijah trying to run out his enemies. You are Elijah under the tree, met by grace, touched gently, given exactly what you need for the next part of the road. The journey ahead may still be long, but you are not walking it on empty. Go gently and go fed. Thank you for listening to this meditation. Mm-hmm.